If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Now, in the house with Jared on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, hey, welcome to the In the House radio show. We got this thing going on again,
a little reverb.
Anyway, this is WOKV In the House radio show brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. We'd love to be your contractor, but today we'd like to talk to you live on the radio. And you can call us now at 855-765-1045. WOKV In the House. Usually with Jared, and Jared's not here today. I'm Jared's dad, by the way. I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting, and Josh is here with me. Josh is our producer. Welcome to the show, Josh.
I'm glad to be here.
Hey.
We've got a beautiful day ahead of us.
And we do. A gorgeous day. We want to talk to you about your questions and what you have to do on home honey-do list around your house, anything having to do with home improvement. We're here to answer for you. We have some things on our talk agenda. We were luckily every year invited by Milwaukee Tools to go to their annual symposium, which is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to tour their plants, to tour their all their facilities, to see their mindset and the thought process about the way they want to lead the way and to be the best in the market for tools and products. They're just an amazing, amazing company. So we're going to be talking about them, the new products that we've seen, what's coming out, especially with Father's Day week just last week. And if you didn't get what you want, you want to buy something for yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Or if you're stacked with gift cards.
Yeah, I got a bunch of gift cards. I went to the Home Depot, and they have some amazing things on sale for all tool companies. But if you want the best, you want to buy Milwaukee. Take those gift cards, go down there. They've got some sales on things now that are absolutely amazing. I got a big tool chest to go with my pack out system I already had and other products, and I bought a number, I don't know, five or six different Milwaukee tool things that I've wanted that were on my wish list. So if you have a wish list of tools, Milwaukee's the tool you want, and we're going to talk about some new products.
Yeah. Speaking of that, when we go to these places and we do projects, when we talk about them on the radio, you obviously can't see what we're talking about. So check out our Instagram. Our Instagram account is In the House Show, all one word, In the House Show. And then our Facebook page is actually In the House Radio Show. So In the House Radio Show on Facebook and In the House Show on Instagram. We post pictures and videos there all the time of things that we're doing, projects we're working on, and neat things that we found. So if you got something cool for Father's Day and want to talk about it, or if you just want to talk to us about some home improvement projects you're going to be working on this weekend, give us a call at 855-765-1045. Again, that's 855-765-1045. One of the things that I was talking to Ken about during the break was actually going to a friend's house, and I wanted to touch on this because I think it's important to talk about.
Okay.
And that was the granular. So we hadn't had rain in a long time, and then all of a sudden it rained, and a friend of mine noticed a lot of granular in his driveway coming down the gutters. And granular is the stuff that is on top of an asphalt shingle that gives it its grit. And he was very concerned because of just how much actually washed out in his driveway. So we put a ladder up and went on his roof and actually saw that his roof had been just completely battered with hail.
Oh, yeah. That does happen. Now, just so you know, there is a natural aging process that happens with asphalt shingles. And the granular will come off over the years in that aging process. But if all of a sudden you're seeing significant amounts of granular on your driveway, in your gutters, coming off of the roof, something's happened. And it's very typical here in Florida for us to have small and large hail to hit your roof. And what happens when that hail and ice is coming from the sky, that it's coming at a velocity, it hits the asphalt shingle or hits the roof system that you have, it actually bruises it. When it bruises it, it causes the granular to come off, exposing the fiberglass mat. So these bruises and the loss of the granular means loss of life to the roof. We Universal Roof and Contracting would love to be your contractor. We don't charge you to come out and take a look at your roof to evaluate what's happened. There's so many storms that happen in the state of Florida, and we can evaluate what's going on with it, and we do that for free. You can reach the office for that free estimate at 904-495-0948. That's 904-495-0948.
That's you know, so going back to that house, after we saw that it was battered by hail, I said, you know, you need to contact a roofing contractor, you know, and obviously he did. And then there's a process that'll ensue, you know, because he does have homeowners insurance and things like that.
Right. So then he puts in a claim.
Yep.
And then we'll be there to meet the insurance company to show them what we're seeing. We are experts at on your roof and what it takes and on storm damage. So if you think you might have storm damage, some of your other neighbors are getting their roofs replaced, or you're seeing this granular loss, or you see a shingles missing, anything like that, give us a call at 904-495-0948. We'll be right out, take a look at it for you, and help you. I hope that answers your question about the granular loss.
Yeah, and it's just a story that you know you want to tell people, because it's not something you think of. You know, you just see it down there and you just wash it off, or use a blower and blow it into the grass, and you forget about it. And obviously that's the protective layer of the asphalt shingle, so you don't want to let that go.
Great. Okay, thanks for that comment and question about that. The number to call to get your question answered here live on the radio this morning is 855-765-1045. Anything having to do with home improvement, I'd like to talk to you here live. Jared's not here today. This is Ken. I'm Jared's dad and founder of Universal Roof and Contracting. One of the other things that we talk about often here on the radio show is window and door replacement. And getting the right company to do that is very, very important, and getting the right product. We also refer Renewal by Anderson. That's who we recommend for window and door replacement. You can reach them at 904-222-8064. They come out, they give you free estimates, show you their product. Once you see this window and door, it's the best of the best. It's amazing stuff.
It is a great product. I actually made the mistake, in the middle of building, we had to make a quick change, and we ended up putting a big box store, just kind of generic one size fits all door in our house. And it's actually, it's come back to bite us with a vengeance. We got a, we have significant wood rot with that product.
And how long did that take?
Not long. I mean, it hasn't
well,
even
year and
been
a half?
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is it goes out to a patio where the pool is and stuff. So really, it's just not a product that was really meant for really kind of a durable, you know, situation. And those Renewal by Anderson products are just, so I'm, you know, in the running right now to get one going here.
Get it replaced.
But it's just kind of like, man, I just bought this thing a year ago, and now I'm replacing it. So, but I'm going to do it right the second time, yeah. You know.
Well, you know, it is cheaper to do it right once and to get products that last and have the longest warranty. I guess we're coming up on a
– Oh, no. We have a call. Rob and Middleburg's got a call about exhaust.
Hey, Rob, thanks for your call, buddy. How can I help?
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, I can't hear Rob.
Oh, Rob, you there?
Huh. We got a call from Rob, and we're not able to hear him.
He's got his question says, advice on exhaust vent for range hood going outside. Might have lost Rob. But based on what he had called in, advice on exhaust vent for range hood going outside.
Well, it's important that you exhaust it. And so you go from the range hood, you put a pipe, usually a 6-inch pipe. If you have a commercial, you would be larger, but most people in a residential application would put a 6-inch pipe from the range hood up to the roof. And then what we would do is install a gooseneck, usually to the top. You don't need anything with fans or anything like that, but a gooseneck type of a vent. And connect the pipe to it. It's not an expensive project at all, and we do that day in and day out. And if you, Rob, want to call the office, we'll send somebody out and give you inexpensive estimate to do that. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. If you get a chance, call us back. We'd love to talk to you more about that, Rob.
Yep.
This is the In the House radio show. You can call us if you have a question and something on your honey-do list and you'd like to discuss it on the air. Let's call 855-765-1045. This is WOKV, In the House radio show. Give us a call.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, this is the In the House radio show brought to you here on WOKV. The In the House radio show with Jared is brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. The show is all about your home improvement questions, and so if you have any questions, we'd love to speak to you. You can reach us at 855-765-1045, like Rob did. And Rob, thanks for calling back.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing well. Thank you, buddy.
I redid my kitchen about 2 months ago. Okay. New cabinets, new countertops, you know, right to the walls. And I put a above the stove microwave with an exhaust fan, and my cabinets don't go all the way to the ceiling. And it's actually on an exterior wall. And on the microwave, you can change the direction of the exhaust, either vertical or horizontal. And I'd like to have it exit basically out the back of the microwave, right out the exterior wall.
Sure.
And I know that the dimensions have to be perfect, and outside that's hardy board siding. And I'm pretty handy, but on something like that, I want it done professional because I know that's a point where water and bugs could get in. And I'm having trouble finding anybody to even take the job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to – you're already looking. Are you looking at HVAC contractors, or are you looking at, you know, like handyman type things?
No, I want somebody licensed, insured, because I don't want it to leak. I want to make sure they flash it right, everything. And
Believe it or not, the people that do that usually on new construction would be the air conditioning, HVAC people. So they're very, very good at it. And when they do new homes, they do all that venting, the cutting, the piping. They bend pipe. They make the flashing. They do all of that when they're doing it. So that might be a way for you to go.
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to reach out to a licensed HVAC contractor and just let them know that you have a ventilation, that you want to do a vent in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And then when they come,
I was going to tackle the project myself, but I know if I make one wrong cut, I've just opened the can of worms that I don't want to open.
Well, I'd definitely get an estimate and make sure it fits into your budget. Get some ideas from them about how they're going to do it and what they're going to do. And if in talking to them, you think it's something you can do, by all means, being that handy, do it yourself. Yeah. Or if the cost is not that much, sometimes you're better off than having to do something twice.
I can do it myself, but I want it to look professional. I mean, yeah. I want the flashing, everything, so it looks like it was, there when the house was built. Because,
yeah,
I mean, I could probably get it 90%, but I'm kind of OCD on that, and I want it perfect.
Sure. And, that 10% factor could mean a leak. And so flashing it correctly on your siding and doing that. I like what you're thinking, Rob. That's the way to do it, and the way that I would do it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about HVAC because, everybody thinks they just do, AC work, but they do a lot of exhaust.
Yes, they do.
And like Ken said,
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Rob. Have a great day. And thanks for tuning in to the WOKV In the House radio show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. They come out, give you free estimates. Anything having to do with your roof, they'd be there to do you. Okay, that does free up a line. You can call us at 855-765-1045.
Yep, and Rob did free up a line for David, and he's located in Mandarin. David, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just had a question. I was trying to find out what a homeowner is permitted to do without getting a permit from the city, putting up a fence or a gazebo. Do you need a contractor to do that?
You don't need a contractor. A homeowner can do those things, and a homeowner can do almost anything on his home as long as he's the homeowner. But they do require permits for anything structural having to do with your home. So, in other words, if you're going to do some electrical, you need that. If you're going to do a gazebo and you're going to pour a foundation slab for it, then you need to get a permit. And you can do that as a homeowner. Or if you're putting up a fence, you need to get a permit. And you can do that as a homeowner. You just need the building permit. And you are the owner contractor.
But generally speaking, David, if you were going to do a gazebo and you buy one that's prefabricated and it just sits on the ground, generally speaking, there's no permit required for that because it's not a permanent structure. Now, if you live in a community that there's a homeowners association, there might be bylaws there that say, it needs to have this color scheme and that kind of stuff. But generally speaking, if you were to just purchase, a gazebo and have it delivered and it just sits on the ground and it's not a permanent structure, those companies do that, and there's no permit because it's not permanent.
The best way to be sure is because there is nothing worse than building something and then and spending all the money, and then out comes the building. The neighbor complains to the building official. The building official comes out and say, hey, you got to take it down, throw it away, and get a permit. So if you contact the building official in municipality that you live in, you start with the zoning. In other words, what your setback setback is. How far from the property line can you put the gazebo or a shed or whatever you want to do? And the fence, do you have the survey? Are you staying on your property line? Is the height 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet? What are you allowed to do? All of those things are what your municipality is going to tell you, and that's very important, so you don't spend that money first.
But say in Mandarin, do you know who I would contact to get that information on a website or anything?
Yeah, if you look up, just kind of look up like City Hall, basically. So say it's a gazebo you were going to buy from a company, and you know where City Hall is, head down there and find out where the building department is. Bring the brochure with you, and then you can even show them and say, listen, I'm going to buy this from a big box store. It's going to get delivered. What are my rules and regulations about this gazebo?
And there's differences, too, whether or not you're putting it on a foundation, a slab, you know, those kind of things. So just be sure of what you're doing, David. You don't want to throw money out the window.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, guys.
You bet, and thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you listening to In the House here on WOKV. If you have a question, want to take David's line, you can reach us at 855-765-1045. This is the In the House show with Jared. Today is brought to you by Ken and Josh. I'm Jared's dad, and Josh is our producer. We're coming up on a break, and so we're going to take a quick break to pay the bills. We'll be back right after that. During the break, give us a call, 855-765-1045. See you in a minute. Hey, hey, welcome back to WOKV's In the House with Jared. Jared is not here today. This is his dad, Ken, and I am the founder of Universal Roof and Contracting. The show is all about your home and improvement questions, and you can call us to speak to us live right now at 855-765-1045.
Yep, and we have a couple calls, so let's get right to it. Dwayne in Middleburg.
Dwayne, hey.
Dwayne, how you doing?
Thanks for your call.
Pretty good. How are you?
Great. Wonderful. Thanks for your call, buddy.
That's no problem. I don't know if they told you about my call there, but...
Just go ahead.
I got an issue. I got a screen-in back porch on the back of my house, and where the porch meets the house, it's starting to leak, like in that seam where it butts up to the house, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know exactly where it would be coming from. I've got up there and looked at it, but I don't know what it would take to fix something like that. Or you got any ideas about what to look for?
That's very common. Is it a aluminum pan roof, or is it a...
it's got like cabana panels.
Yeah.
Okay. That are like at a peak or arch, I guess.
Sure.
And then it's flat. It kind of comes off, and then it's got a flat little part that's basically flat with just a little bit of slope on that.
Sure. Well, yeah, we flash those things and protect your area all the time. It's the way that it's connected from that to the fascia to the roof, and it has to be have a flashing there that's made to fit that. And of course we do that kind of thing all the time, and you can call the office at Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. That's 904-495-0948. We come out and take a look at it for free for you, evaluate what it needs, and glad to help you with it. And you're not alone. Typically, those things.
That's a common problem.
Yeah, it's a common problem, yeah.
And that's one of those things, too, if you get up there and you just try to work at it, you're just going to waste your time and your money. You know, I've seen people try to use caulking and things like that, and it just if it works for a little bit and then it fails and it's like, well, you're just throwing money.
Sometimes that in order to get it flash correctly, the drip edge has to be removed, a course or two of the felt and the shingles. We need to really look at it to tell you what it's going to take. Do you know how old your roof is too?
Well, that's just it. The roof was, the house was just re-roofed about probably 3 years ago or so.
Yeah, see, they're the ones that should have flashed that correctly, whoever did that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you chose them instead of Universal Roof and Contract.
Oh, well, that's, I know. I'm kicking myself now, but you know, at the time when I had it done, I didn't know about you guys. So.
Yeah, well... thanks for calling us now, and we'd love to be the one to help you. Universal Roofing Contracting, 904-495-0948. Dwayne, I really appreciate your call. Is there anything else?
That should do it right there. I mean, I'll give you guys a call and see if y'all can come out and look at it for me.
Thank you, brother.
Awesome.
Have a great day and a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. That does free up a line now at – you can reach us at 855-765-1045. We got another call.
Yep, we do. And it's Bob in Fruit Cove. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for your call.
Okay. My situation, I'm building a new home.
Okay.
And I'm acting as the contractor. And
great.
Had explicit directions for my framer, who is a licensed contractor, to ensure the roof was flat and everything was perfect, and you know, visual inspections, everything went great with all that. He also installed the peel and stick underlayment throughout.
Good.
That all looked great. I mean, there were some, you know, minor bubbles that you could lay your hand on and they flatten right out. And then I hired a licensed roofer, reputable. He came in and said no issues with the peel and stick, it all looks great. They shingled it in one day, looked fabulous. The next day, the sun comes up and hits it, and that thing is blistered all over the place. It looks horrible.
What's blistered?
And now I'm in a situation with the roofer, blaming it on the underlayment, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I just don't know where to go from here, because I'm rather OCD about the roof. And
Yeah.
It's
Bob, what stage is the house? Is the house just dried in? Is there any ventilation? Yeah, did they put any ventilation, or did you go with, like, a no ventilation system
with spray
foam? It's a no ventilation system. It's going to be spray foamed isocene on the roof deck, but we haven't done that, and I certainly am not going to do that until I'm sure that I'm through and have a viable roof.
Amen on that. Tell me,
the problem now is I'm at a standstill until this gets worked out, because I can't go with any of the other trades.
Sure. Tell me about the peel and stick that you used. Where did he get that, and what brand is it? And was it a granular surface, a smooth surface on the peel and stick?
Okay. I did the purchasing, and it's the GAF smooth surface. It was properly installed with all the proper overlaps, and it all looked great.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's never a perfect surface, but I didn't see any issues with it prior to roofing, and the roofer didn't prior to putting the shingles on.
Okay. Well, I would call GAF and have them come out and say, hey, I'm looking to see if there's any kind of a warranty issue. Is there a problem with your product? There's sometimes, you know, in the manufacturing, something gets wrong. To be blistering like that, I've not seen that. So I don't understand what's going on.
Did you match brands? Did you use the same underlayment and the same shingle brand?
No, the shingles at Owens Coring, girl asked.
Yeah.
Okay.
You shouldn't have any problem there. But I'd get a hold of both. In other words, I'd get a hold of Owens Corning and have them come take a look at it. The manufacturer rep's going to look at it, and with GAF. They're going to look at their products, and they have a warranty on those. So the warranty of one of those products, something's wrong. Because the roofing contractor nailing the shingles Owens Corning product on top of a peel and stick shouldn't be an issue at all. So based on that, it has to be a product. Something happened. Even GAF, Owens Corning, great companies, been around forever, but once in a while there's a mistake made, that's why they have warranties, to stand behind it. And so I would get them out there. They're not going to charge you. They're going to come out, take a look at it. And what I'd like you to do, Bob, is make sure you call me back and let me know what they're telling you. And if you ever need us to come out and give an opinion, we're glad to do that too. So,
well, another thing that the roofer mentioned is, you know, when they stock the roof with the shingles, they lay them across the ridge and they all get bent. And he said, well, sometimes that'll flatten out over 3 or 6 months. Well, obviously, I can't shut the project down for 3 to 6 months to find out if that happens. And I really don't think it will.
No, that isn't going to happen.
I mean, with today's codes, there's a million nails in that roof. I don't understand how it blisters.
Yeah, I don't either. It doesn't make sense to me. And the truth is, a hot day today is going to heat those shingles. They're going to go into whatever. It's not the middle of winter. It's not 30 degrees out or 40 or 50 and doesn't get up to 100 degrees today. You know, it's going to flatten out no matter what. So I think it's a manufacturer rep you need out there. And then I want you to give me a call either to Jared or myself here at the show, or you can call us at the office at 904-495-0948. And but get the manufacturer out there. I want you to call their show back in the future weeks after you find out and tell us what happened.
All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Bob. And don't be afraid to call us. We're glad to help you. Thanks for your
call,
Bob. This is the In the House Radio Show, brought to you by Universal Roof and Contracting. That frees up a line. And we're coming up on a break now, so we'd like to talk to you. You can call us at 855-765-1045. Or you can call Universal Roof and Contracting, 904-495-0948. We'll be right back. Hey, this is the In the House Radio Show here on WOKV. The In the House Radio Show with Jared is brought to you every week by Universal Roof and Contracting. This is Ken. I'm Jared's dad and CEO of Universal Roof and the founder. You can reach Universal Roof and Contracting at 904-495-0948. If you'd like to talk to us right now, if you have any questions having to do with home improvement, we're here for you at 855-765-1045. You can also go online and Josh, how do they?
Yeah, so check out, because we're always talking about tools and projects and all the stuff we're working on. And if you want to see it or even take a picture and tag us in it, and we can give you advice on your project. Our Instagram is In the House Show. That's In the House Show, all one word. And if you're on Facebook, our Facebook is In the House Radio Show, all one word, In the House Radio Show. And on there, we're always showing projects and different things that we're doing, and our trip to Milwaukee and the latest tools. And one of the big things that we're going to actually, right after the show, we're going to post some pictures, is the giant man cave that's going to soon to be the studio for the In the House Show, where Ken and I broadcast it. Ken built a massive garage. It's absolutely gorgeous. The floors were just done in epoxied, and it's just a project that we can show you all, and you guys can get ideas for your own do-it-yourself or prosumer or whatever level project and whatever level you want to do. Get some ideas, maybe show your own contractor. But it's just a great man cave, place to hang out. It's air conditioned. You know, you can hang meat in there. It's got five tons of air conditioning blowing in there, and it's solid spray foam. The walls, the ceiling, the garage doors were actually done with Haas doors, which has been a great friend of the show. They're insulated, so they got windows at the top, a little bit of light in, but also they're insulated so you can hang out in there and not waste that air conditioning.
And LiftMaster door stuff. We got a lot of great stuff, and you can go online and see us and do that and see us firsthand and call us live on the radio at 855-765-1045. We're just talking about that trip that we made to Milwaukee. We've been going the last 4 or 5 years, 5 years now, to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Milwaukee Tools does a symposium every year on all their new products. They lead the way in battery-operated tools, the best in the business. They're made for the pros, and they're the highest quality that you can get. The battery system on them is absolutely amazing, and every product that they have carpentry and remodeling tools. They have electrical. They have the layout and pack out systems, plumbing, power tools, safety equipment. They even have work gear. They are so committed to being the best that there is. There is nobody better than them. And I love their products. I would, when I go to, recently, you know, it was Father's Day, and I have 6 children, 22 grandchildren, and got a bunch of what do you call them? The
grandkids, great grandkids.
Yeah, but I got a bunch of money cards.
Father's Day, yeah, gift cards.
Gift cards. And so I personally went to the Home Depot and bought a bunch of Milwaukee stuff for myself. That's how good their products are. And so you're going to be able to go online and see what we've done, and you see us at the show. We are going to talk about that in coming weeks, the products that we are testing and doing and working with. Yep. And giving our opinion.
One of the biggest things I'm looking forward to, and with talking about the man cave, is the pack out. It's a modular storage system. Coming up in July and August, they've got a dolly and a mounting plate. And the mounting plate is going to be fantastic because it allows you to mount the pack out to a wall. So now you're not committed to storing things on the ground. You can actually get things against the wall to where they're off the ground, free up ground space so that, you know, you can sweep under it and all that stuff. Also, the mounting plate will work in the back of a truck. So if you have a pickup and you want to mount it to your tailgate or mount it in the back of your truck, you can do that. Put your tools in there, and then when you're driving, you know, have to slam on the brakes. You don't hear that noise as
you're not sliding
as
around.
Your tools slam against the cargo area of the truck. So it's just a very, very good system. They're extremely innovative. We can't wait to get our hands on them. And then in talking about the big man cave garage that we built, we're going to have them set up to where keep the tools off the ground and actually keep them organized.
Great. You're going to hear about us talk about that in weeks to come. So we're here going to be running the show on a weekly basis, the In the House Radio Show with Jared. We'll be done by in weeks to come by Ken and Josh. We appreciate you tuning in today to the In the House Show. If you have any needs for a roof or an estimate, you can reach Universal Roof and Contracting 904-495-0948 or Windows and Doors Renewal by Anderson 904-222-8064. Thanks for tuning in today. It's been a great show. Thanks for listening. God bless. See ya.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.